It's Community Elements, and we're starting off with Brian's good news. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
You're calling me Bob again.
Well, we've got many names for each other, haven't we?
We have, yes. Like, hey, you and whatever. But, well, that was one, wasn't it?
That's one of them.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. Well, it's time for Brian's good news. What have we got today, Brian?
First of all, Aberdeen students have had a record-breaking year. Undeterred by the cancellation of its famous torture parade, Aberdeen University Students Association managed to raise more than £120,000. Holly Bruce, who is president of Charities and Communities at the university, said the torture parade would have been the icing on the cake. But with a number of different initiatives like our second-hand bookshop and other events throughout our Rag Week, we raised a record £121,520. I am ecstatic because we have all worked so hard this year. A tea party raised thousands of pounds for a North East cancer charity. Scores of women attended Tea in the Park at Hazelhead Park, Aberdeen, where they donated more than £10,000 to Clan Cancer Support. The cash came from teas, coffees, raffles, and other activities. The event was organised by local law firm Stronix LLP, and staff are now about to embark on the Ride the North Cycle Challenge in August. A minister has said he feels blessed after being recognised for 30 years of service, which saw him help open 11 new churches. Reverend Andy Cowie was presented with a surprise certificate at Dainston Congregational Church to mark 3 decades of ministry with Scottish Congregational Churches. He said, "I feel called to open new churches. It brings a great deal of satisfaction being able to bring community activities to regeneration areas. You can see the fruits of your labour in these areas. It's not all my achievement, though. It's all the people around me, too." 4 charities have been given a slice of £20,000, thanks to an Aberdeen construction company. Hudson Contract asked people to choose between 4 charities, with each allocated funds in proportion to its number of votes. After the votes were counted, £10,161 went to Cardiac Risk in the Young. The RNLI got £3,793. Children with Cancer picked up £2,992. And the Lighthouse Club collected £4,124. Ian Anfield of Hudson Contract said, "Each good cause does such fantastic work in helping those less fortunate, and we know the money will help greatly towards funding some inspirational projects in the near future." A mum has set herself the challenge of running 12 marathons in 12 months in memory of her uncle who passed away from motor neuron disease. Claire Kelly of Afford took on the challenge after her uncle, Dominic Byrne, died in October 2015. MND is a terminal illness which prevents signals from the brain reaching the muscles, causing muscle weakness and wasting. This means someone can lose the ability to walk, eat, speak, and breathe unaided. Claire began running marathons in 2009 and had 3 marathons under her belt when she found out her uncle's diagnosis. The 32-year-old said, "My fundraising goal was £1,212, and it's already sitting at over £1,300, which I am thrilled about. One of the things I regret is not getting to spend more time with my uncle, so this is something I can do now to give back." Claire is now at the halfway point, having just finished the Edinburgh Marathon. She will run the 12th marathon in Marathon in Dublin, which she says will be a fitting tribute to her uncle. A charity has been given a £10,000 boost to help make going to the theatre as accessible as possible to those without sight. NESS, that's North East Sensory Services, received the cash from Audio Describers Association in Aberdeen. And although the latter group recently disbanded, its legacy will live on through the creation of a new series of initiatives designed to make visiting Aberdeen's His Majesty's Theatre an exciting and inclusive experience. Sandy Hamilton of ADA Aberdeen said, "We decided to give our funds to NESS because we wanted to help a charity with similar objections to our own." A guest house owner has been crowned the winner of a national TV show. Bob Calder, who owns the Registry Guest House in Petercuta, appeared on the Channel 4 show Four in a Bed and took the top prize. The programme involves four bed and breakfast owners who take it in turns to stay with each other, and after their stay they pay what they consider to be a fair price. The bed and breakfast with the best value for money is then crowned the winner. Bob said, "It's been quite exciting." Two Northeast actors put togetherness in the spotlight when they got engaged on stage. Colin Black made the very public proposal to Mallory Peter at the end of a production of the Andrew Lloyd Webber Tim Rice musical Evita in Stuart Hall Huntley. Colin had been performing the role of Chi, while Mallory was starring as Eva, the female lead. It was whilst the cast were taking their bow that Colin picked up the microphone to thank the audience and then popped the question in front of their stunned family and friends. Mallory, who lives in Keith, said it was totally unexpected, despite Colin hinting he planned to ask her to marry him in the weeks leading up to the performance. She said, "I was overwhelmed. I couldn't speak." No doubt, of course, she did, to give her answer. A charity that provides help for people living in poverty in Aberdeen has received £28,500 of support from an oil and gas firm. Alex Yelland, Policy, Government and Public Affairs Manager for Chevron, visited Instant Neighbour on St Macher Drive to deliver the donation. He said, "Chevron supports its local communities by participating with organisations that are focused on health, education and economic development." Sophie Green, Instant Neighbour Chief Executive, said, "We are delighted to receive support from Chevron. This incredibly generous gift will help us with the vital work we do to alleviate poverty here in the Northeast." A charity is hoping to launch a new group to alleviate social isolation among older people. Contact the Elderly is working in participation with the Mearns and Coastal Healthy Living Network to establish one of its tea party groups. The charity offers those aged 75 and over who live alone tea, cake and company. It is appealing to people living in the area to offer a small amount of time to make an immeasurably difference to the lives of older people in the community. A volunteer host would provide afternoon tea for elderly groups once a year. A volunteer driver collects one or two guests a month and joins them at the party before returning them. People who would benefit from the gatherings in Lawrencekirk have been identified, but the charity is keen to hear from more people in the area who might like to become involved. To find out more about volunteering or becoming a guest of Contact the Elderly, contact Jean on jeanmalcolm@btinternet.com or call 01356 660238. Youths in an Aberdeen community are to get a new hangout on four wheels. Plans are in motion for a youth bus in Torrey after £20,000 was granted to the project by the City Council Finance Committee. Councillor Yvonne Allen asked for the funds so she could purchase a bus for youngsters in her ward. She is hoping pupils from Torrey Academy will make key decisions on the project, like how the double-decker will be designed and what provisions will be inside. The bus, donated by Stagecoach, will be static and based near Balnagas Road. The project will give Torrey kids something to get their teeth into. The plan can only be welcomed, especially at a time when facilities for kids in some areas are lacking. Let's hope the bus will tackle antisocial behaviour in the area and give kids a fantastic new project to work on. An Aberdeen legal firm has gifted £2,500 to a charity to help with a new development to support vulnerable people. Rayburn Christie, Clark and Wallace had pledged the funds to Sue Ryder to aid in the creation of a rehabilitation kitchen at Deview Court. The complex supports 22 residents who have a range of life-limiting conditions, including motor neuron disease, multiple sclerosis, Huntington's disease, and acquired brain injury. The kitchen project aims to support them to become more independent. An Aberdeen shopping centre will host a family fun day. The Trinity Centre will be hosting All the Fun of the Fair Family Fun Day on Saturday, June 25th. Great Ormond Street Hospital's Children's Charity and the Archie Foundation will both share the proceeds from the event. All the Fun of the Fair will be a family fun day filled with kids' rides, classic carnival games, including hook a duck, face painting, balloon modelling, photo booth, crystal booth, a DJ, treasure hunt, and raffle, with prizes to be won including wristbands and to Cadonas.
Excellent. Brian, thank you very much for that. And I have to say one of my favourite stories was the youth bus project.
Yes.
I think that would be very interesting and not so very far away from us.
This is very true. But it's great to provide something that people need, because in the area there isn't really the provision for youth as we would like it to be. But this, and I think Yvonne Allen has to be really thanked for her efforts in this. So, thank you, Yvonne.
Indeed, thank you very much, Yvonne. You're doing a brilliant job there, and great that the money has been made available. Now, there's one other news story which I heard about, and that is that the CEO of Teen Challenge is beginning a motorbike odyssey in the United States, and this is to raise money to be able to buy Benaya. That's the Women's Outreach for Teen Challenge. So he's already traveled through Europe, and he's now doing a tour of the States on a motorbike. He is a motorbiker, so it will be very interesting, and he will be doing regular updates on Facebook. So we wish Gordon Cruden all the best.
We most certainly do.
Okay, well, that's it for ourselves for the moment. Thank you very much. But, of course, keep listening into Community Elements. Plenty of other things coming up.